be a blind set?
They're on rollers.
But this would always be prefaced by Venetian.
Yes.
Okay. Now, the place where you might hang up your coat would be in the
closet.
If it's in the bedroom, would it have a special word in front of it? Would you call it a
clothes closet?
Clothes closet. They used to have a place they called a nook they hung them into, didn't they, one time?
Little nooks.
Were they built in, the nooks? Built into the wall like
yes, just like a little recess, a little recess back in.
Now, if you had one that was a piece of furniture that you could move from one room to the other where you hang your coat, that would be a what?
Wardrobe. Well, it'd be a wardrobe. It could be a wardrobe or a hall tree.
No, they would move that. Like, oh yes, they would.
A clothes hanger.
Yes, a hall tree.
You call it clothes press?
No, I never heard of clothes press. Only in a tailor shop.
That's a different one.
Well, I've heard they used to call some of them clothes trees too.
Yes, I've heard.
Used to be up with latches on and you hang clothes on. They call them clothes.
Or a hat tree or a clothes tree. Yes.
Did they ever have a different kind of a kitchen?
Yes, summer kitchen.
Outside.
Yes, that was a summer kitch.
That's what they call them.
Summer kitch. They cut it down to kitch, summer kitch.
Is that perhaps later than summer kitchen first, and gradually they cut it to kitch?
Cut it down.
Yes, because they had a kitchen, I imagine, and then the kitch was a little smaller. The little summer kitchen was smaller, and they just abbreviated the word. That's why, I guess, I don't know.
And in the kitchen, they had a place where they stored things, which was a
pantry.
You remember any other words for that? They ever call anything else?
I've heard it the larder.
Did your folks use that?
Yes, I've heard my mother say that larder. She used the larder where she used to work.
They ever called it buttery?
Buttery, yes, and she called it buttery from England. Mm-hmm. That's an English word again.
your family didn't call it.
No, I never heard them call it.
They were Quakers.
I didn't get that, I guess, did I? Your parents were born where, Mr.?
My parents were born in Illinois. My dad was born in right here in Richmond Grove Township. My mother was born over by Ophim. That's in Illinois. Over in what county would that be?
Was that Henry?
Henry County, I believe.
Mm-hmm. And your father's father and mother were from
Pennsylvania, weren't they?
I think they came from Pennsylvania. I'm pretty certain they did. Mm-hmm. They were of Quaker descent. Mm-hmm.
And your mother's father and mother were from
Richmond Grove here.
Yeah, but where
did they originate from? Indiana.
My grandfather, but mother Tracy,
Mother, your grandmother told me about moving, coming on horseback and going over the rivers with the feather beds on the horses and going through. And she came from Indiana then.
Yes, and they came through here with the. They had a team and wagon, and every possession they had in the world was hauled in that wagon. And they had $13 when they come, and they had two horses. One was blind and the other was balking. And they landed over here by Edwards River.
Yeah, where there was a stream.
And they lived in one little house that had a leaky roof, I know that.
Okay. Do you remember, what would you keep your socks in? Where would you keep your socks in?
Oh, what were those things you kept the socks in? Do you remember? I heard Mother.
Well, a little bag. It was a sort of a little bag.
What did they call it?
I don't know.
Well, they used to have one hang on the closet door out there on the farm.
Is that what you mean?
No, but that's fine. I'd like to know what it is. I didn't know.
I can't remember the name of that.
A piece of furniture there, you'd keep them in a drawer.
A chiffonier.
Well, that's what
or a chest of drawers. But there was a bag that they ever
used
in olden days.
You'd be curious to know what it is.
And they had a nice little flap on the outside that had the darning cotton in there and the darning needles.
And it generally hung on the closet door.
Yes.
What do you think of it? Let me know.
Can't think of the name. I can't think of what they called it.
I know they had a name for it.
Back to the chest of drawers and chiffonier. Are they the same thing?
No.